Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1480, air date September 6th, 2024.
All right, everyone. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I'm going to have Laura's going to interview me on what's been going on lately with the elections, how our campaign is doing, and put it in the context of the fake independents, like booby fucking Kennedy, Trump, all these people who fake as though they're going to make you healthy again, how they steal essentially our content, but they have no intention to do anything because they're all part of the swarm. They were created by the swarm to create theater. And that's what we're going to talk about. Go ahead, Laura. Oops, we can't
Great
hear you.
Dr. Shiva. Yeah, hey, Dr. Shiva.
Yep.
Hello, everybody. Really good to be with you today. It's been a while. And wow. November's right around the corner. And I've been hearing about this MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, this collaboration with Trump and Kennedy. And I'm just here to listen. I don't want to share my thoughts, my opinions. I am just really here to hear from you. What have you been noticing? How does the, I guess, swarm create this kind of independence or feeling of independence when it's maybe another tactic to enslave us further? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So let's first of all understand, I call it sort of the 11th commandment. Those in power do not want you to build a bottoms-up movement. Everyone should write that down and then I'll explain it. Those in power do not want you to build a bottoms-up movement. And if you really, and a lot of the stuff that I say comes from a lot of years of experience. So the words sometimes don't sink in. People just listen to the words viscerally, Laura. They don't listen to them from a very deep perspective, okay? But those in power do not want you to go out on your own, talk with people in small groups, large groups, whatever it is, but take your own ownership, your own agency, and build these bottoms-up movements. However small they are, having conversations on your own. And that any bottoms-up movement is the most dangerous to them, okay? Because that means people are starting to organize by themselves, independent of the media, get on the ground and do stuff. So as a part of that, they do many, many things to make sure you don't violate their 11th commandment, okay? Which is thou shalt not build bottoms-up movements. And that's to make sure that when bottoms-up movements do arise, and guys like me who are actually leading working people who come from below, they have to make sure they attempt to make me invisible. In 2021 and 2022 or 2020, about 500 million people in the world came to know about the work I did, right? Exposing election fraud, exposing in bare view that the government is the one that controls all social media companies in our historic lawsuit. We were the ones who, when booby fucking Kennedy was promoting lockdowns, which destroyed people's health, and so did Trump, who were in lockstep and barrel, I was the first one to say, there's no need for lockdowns. We were the ones who started the Fire Fauci campaign. All of this is beautifully documented. You don't have to search anywhere. 500 million people know about this. And so that freaked them out. So the establishment has not seen something like this. Guys like me are supposed to sell out. We're not supposed to build bottoms-up movements. We're supposed to work for them to manipulate you and others. So they have a problem with this. So during 2020 and 2021, we broke a lot of the censors and we got out there. That's when the censorship began. Because they said, shit, we can't have guys like Dr. Shiva Iyaduri out there, MIT PhD, who's accomplished, who's cracked the code and figured us out, leading bottoms-up movements. He's one of them. To them, I'm one of them, which is one of us. So this is very central to understand. They do not want you building bottoms-up movements. They want to treat you like monkeys and put flashing lights that keep distracting you. So you don't sit still and say, what is in it for me? And you build your bottoms-up movements. Okay, that's number one.
Right.
So that's a very important principle, what I just shared. A lot of people don't understand the magnitude of that concept. So they'll say, yeah, Dr. Shiva, I like you. I like your videos. Okay, would you go hand out this card now? Will you go collect signatures? Oh, well, I'm so fucking busy. All right. Well, Marcus Andreas, who's one of our volunteers, has no legs. He got them blown up in Afghanistan. He went out and he collected thousands of signatures for us. So I have very little tolerance for people who say they love my stuff, they like it, oh, and then when it comes time to action, you don't hear from them. And this behavior of wanting to be entertained or wanting to be informed or wanting truth to be exposed without action is frankly reflects laziness. You see, any idiot is exposing truth. Any idiot, oh my God, look what's going on in Gaza. Oh my God, da, 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 da. Oh my God, the Trump assassination, da, 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 right? And all those people know we are running a federal campaign for election, but they don't take a stance. I'm the only one who's come out against Zionist cocksucking. Where are you? Where the fuck are you helping us get on the ballot? You're not there because fundamentally your brain is fucked up because the establishment has told you it's okay to talk about exposing stuff. So every Tom, Dick, and Harry is exposing stuff. Okay, will you go do the work now? And this card is a card that Kennedy literally stealing from. You see, it says lifespan is going down, cost of living is going up. This was our campaign. And this has been what I'm fighting about for 50 years, that lifespan is going down. And it says they're killing you, shatter the swarm. Now we hand out millions of these cards. Our campaign was based on the fact that lifespan is going down. Kennedy is one of the most unhealthiest people on the planet. Listen to him, look at him. He looks disgusting. He's fucking testosterone'd up. He was a heroin addict. He sold cocaine most of his life. And this person is gonna make America healthy again when he said, I believe in full vaccination of all Americans. And now he's colluding with the father of the vaccine.
Right, right. But some might argue that
it doesn't matter what they argue, those are the facts.
And Trump said no mandates. I mean, lots of people are
saying they can talk all this stuff because Trump is a fucking fork-tongued snake. Listen to what he says and what he did. All these Q idiots. He said he was gonna lock up Hillary. He said special prosecutor, nothing. He's a Democrat. To all you Republican MAGATARDs out there, they're all fucking Democrats. Every single one of them. Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat. Booby fucking Kennedy, Democrat. They're all Democrats. They all hang out with Epstein. They all are forked tongue. Tulsi Gabbard says that she's against war in the military industrial academic complex. Really? She was gung-ho after 9/11 to go invade Iraq. Look at their actions.
Right. Some might say their hands are tied.
Whatever. Yeah, all those people say that are dumb. They're fucking dumb. They like to be shafted. They like to be conned. And anyone who says that, Laura, is a fucking idiot.
Didn't you try and work with Trump and he chose Fauci instead of you? I mean,
I didn't try to work with Trump. We told Trump what to do.
But he, not like you rely on him, but I mean, you were looking.
He relies on me. He wanted me to do work for him and we said, fuck off to him. Okay, he was trying to co-opt me. So here's the bottom line. There are people like myself, hardworking people who have lived a life of integrity. We don't get moved by these people. We don't make excuses because everything I have, I've earned by myself, bottoms up. Friends of mine who work hard for a living have earned their stuff. They don't need Trump. They don't need booby fucking Kennedy. They don't need Kamala Harris. So the bottom line is, as our card says, people have to realize something very simple. Do you want to save yourself? So first principle, okay, is the establishment does not want you to build a bottoms-up movement. Second principle, they want the conversation should not be about Trump or Booby. That's not where we should start, Laura. It's a very mind-numbing conversation. It's not empowering. These people are the enemy. And so you have to understand how the enemy operates. The enemy watches where people want to go, where the hockey puck is going, and they have all this data. And they just mimic the conversations and they'll say anything. It's like that picture of that sheep talking or that wolf talking to a bunch of sheep saying, I'm thinking of going vegan. Okay. Are you fucking serious? And people who make excuses for these people have to have a recognition that they don't have any regard for themselves. Because over the last 50, 60 years, they have trained people not to have their own agency to build bottoms up movements. They have manipulated people to think that someone else is going to come save you. Trump didn't save you. He was the one who fucked you. He was the one who supported lockdowns.
And people feel it. Like this resurgence or this collaboration and this MAHA. I mean, make America healthy again. I feel it's going to try and leverage the vulnerability instead of empowering us to take it upon ourselves.
Like, well, let's saying, go back to MAGA.
I'm not saying I'm for or against.
Let's go to MAGA. MAGA didn't make America great again. It made Israel great again. Okay. If you really look at it, what happened in America was we destroyed working people. Many small businesses got shut down, which are the workhorse. People say, oh, Trump didn't start a war. No, he conducted a war against the American people, along with the Democrats. They locked down this country. 600 billionaires increased their wealth by $2.3 trillion. Fauci was given a Medal of Honor 12 hours before he left office. He was given a Presidential Medal of Honor, commendation to be specific. Okay, so all you retards out there who think Trump is your friend and you don't want to look at the facts, you're in a cult. Trump gave the Presidential Commendation Award to Fauci 12 hours before he left office. Fact. Look it up. Period. Pharmaceutical companies, as the data shows, have been tanking in revenue. Pfizer's revenue went from $65 billion down to $40 billion. After Trump, their revenue went from $40 billion to $80 to $100 billion. Show me one company, Laura, a large company whose revenue doubles in 1 year. You will never find that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was surprised, like, with True Social, more information didn't come out. Like, if
why are you
that
surprised?
Was censorship,
but Laura,
why isn't more being exposed then on like True Social?
You have to understand.
Right?
Do you understand all of these platforms are all controlled by the swarm? It's
all. And didn't Kamala jump on True Social?
What's that?
Didn't Kamala jump on Truth Social? I mean, if there was censorship, why was it more exposed on that platform? Yeah,
My point is this. All of these social media platforms, all the data is gathered and sent to Palantir. Okay? So I'm jumping around a lot. Let me just go to sort of fundamentals here, okay? If people do not understand this fundamental principle, they do not want you to build your own bottoms-up movement, and you have to, that's the first fundamental principle. If people do not understand that principle, it's going to be hard for them not to be bamboozled. Okay. Number one, they do not want you to build a bottoms up movement. So in order to stop you from building a bottoms up movement, this is where you have to go to like foundational principles, right? Here's a foundational principle. They don't want you getting off your butt, handing out flyers, whatever it is, building your own bottoms up movement. Does that make sense? That's step one. So everything they do, Laura, it's got to be to make sure you never build a bottoms-up movement. They want the slaves following the house slaves, being manipulated. They never want the slaves coming together and saying, hey, what should we do to get off the plantation?
This whole setup, though, is Trump is being attacked. They're trying to kill him. They're censoring him. That's part of the game in your eyes, obviously.
Of course. They have to create theater. They have to create theater. Tell me which Hall of Fame Trump is in. Is he in the baseball Hall of Fame?
No, he's in the...
he's in the WWE Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
Oh, right. Yes, I did.
Worldwide Wrestling. Go look at the video where he's acting like, you know, he's fighting against Vince McMahon. This guy's a dope. This guy wanted to be an actor.
Vince trafficking, right?
No, Vince McMahon is the owner of Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
He recently got accused of some trafficking charges, I thought.
Whatever. But I'm saying that Trump was brought in because he could con people. And that was what Wilbur Ross saved him. Trump went bankrupt multiple times. He's not a real businessman. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's a little rich boy whose papa gave him a ton of money. And he actually fucked up that money. He didn't build any great businesses.
And then the Kushner Kushner connection.
Right, but it was Wilbur Ross who became Commerce Secretary who came in and saved his butt in his last major bankruptcy. And in return for that, they allowed Trump to run his businesses, but he was put on a trajectory to become president. Because do you think they're going to allow the establishment, an intelligent person who fights for the people, to be president? You have to be, no way.
But some have said that Hillary like blindsided her not to win in 2016.
No, these people are idiots. They don't understand this fundamental principle that they don't want you to build a bottoms up movement. And it's this theater. You see, you have a lot of these Q morons who don't study anything. They're retards. The fundamental principle is those in power want to maintain power by any means necessary. So in the modern world of fake democracy, they create a set of actors. And those actors' job is to do WWE wrestling. When you were 12 years old, you'd watch this. You'd say, oh my God, this guy's being attacked. Oh my God, he's a martyr. And suddenly he's down and he comes back up, right? I mean, they're saying it to your face. Trump had Hulk Hogan as his number one speaker at the Republican National Convention, okay? They're telling you to your face, we're fucking with you, you morons. Trump calls his followers basement dwellers.
But there was a time where Kennedy was talking about, you know, not getting the jab, right? And people are talking about...
Why are we talking about these two idiots? Why are we giving so much...
Let's not talk about them.
But I want to talk about why even talk about these fools when they're your enemy.
Everybody's talking about them. It's just...
They're the enemy, though, Laura. They are created by the swarm.
I'm not talking about... I'm like just sitting back and I'm not... I can see why people are reacting in the way that they are. I'll give them that.
Well, it doesn't matter how people are reacting. The issue
I'm hearing what you're saying, and I can completely see what you're saying.
The issue is, what is it we want? So once you understand they don't want you to build a bottoms-up movement, I just want to take people through a thought exercise here, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have access to all these videos online. And you could spend all your time watching this expose. Oh, my God, da-da-da, they did this, they did that. Oh, my God, you know, this happened and that happened. Right. All these people are just talking, exposing truth. Any fool can expose truth. Anyone. The issue is, when did you expose the truth? When did you expose the truth? And for what purpose are you exposing the truth? All right. This is very important. So when did I expose the truth about the lockdowns? March 23rd of 2020. Why did I expose the truth? Because the goal was to mobilize people to build a bottoms up movement. Okay. When did other people talk about the lockdowns being bad? 2 years later. Go look at Kennedy's timeline. He promoted lockdown, saying it was good to support climate change. Another scam. All right. So you have to understand that it is not sufficient that you expose the truth. Fucker Carlson now talks about the truth. He did nothing in 2020, 2021, 2022.
Interesting, you had Kevin Spacey on and they were laughing together. Like, ha, look how much they're after us. But Kevin Spacey, seriously?
That's what I'm trying to say. These people are all Mossad CIA agents. That's why they get to have such wide reach. You don't get wide reach unless they want you to have wide reach. Okay? So the bottom line is they don't want you to build a bottoms-up movement. And in order to distract you from building a bottoms-up movement, they have a whole set of strategies. Okay? So one of those strategies, Laura, is to use all this media, social media, which they all control, gather data on how people are thinking. Oh, my God, Dr. Shiva has been telling the truth. Oh, my God, he helped save 100 million people's lives with vitamin D3. And he said that in March of 2020. He's the one who started the Fire Fauci campaign. So then they say, shit, this guy, Dr. Shiva, is winning a lot of audience. And they have that data. They have a dashboard at Palantir. They can see, and you can see it in the Belfer report that came out. They had my picture with all my social networks, and they said I was the sixth biggest super spreader. So they have this data, and you can get this data in real time, like a pilot. You know. So with this data, they say, shit, what is he saying that's attracting people? He's saying truth, freedom, health. Copy that. He's saying make America healthy again. Copy that. He's saying no to mandates. Copy, copy, copy. Then Booby Kennedy literally sends people to our Zoom sessions, listens to our videos, and replicates it. Okay? Because they do not want people to have a leader from below like me or others like me. So they watch which way, with data analytics and predictive analytics, which way people are moving. Then they find a fake independent, a fake savior, a total bullshitter to just mimic the words. And they are relying on people having no love of themselves. They know people say, well, they know people will say actions and deeds don't matter or words don't matter. They know the masses will excuse them. They've learned that. They've trained people to say, well, what about, you know, Trump had to do that. They know all this shit.
And we see the polarization with him coming into office and the way that they steer the narratives in the news, making him look bad. Is that more for the conquer and divide? And it's like they're laughing behind the scenes maybe about that?
Laura.
People will say, look at how he's being treated in the media. He must be good.
Laura, just go back, follow the money.
You don't have to go there.
What they're doing is the Trump people get an email every, they get two or three emails, and the Harris people get two or three emails. They take any issue and they have to split the American working people. Abortion, right? Oh my God, Trump's going to get, Trump's going to get rid of abortion. Give me money. Trump asks money. Oh my God, Trump is going to, you know, do something with abortion. You see what I'm saying? So each side takes any, they create a volatile issue and then they send emails to people, cha-ching, 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 they make money. Do you understand this is money-making instrument for them? They don't give a fuck what actually happens because at the end of the day, they're not making any decisions. During this period called an election, which is actually a selection, it's already all divided, decided, okay? They let these actors make money along the way. No different than WWE wrestling. They know who's going to win. Both guys are being paid on the back end. It's all theater. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to really understand this. You have to really understand this process. Why? They have to keep you watching WWE theater so you don't leave that theater room and go build a bottoms-up movement. That's right. What the goal is. So once you, if you don't understand that fundamental, people will ask all sorts of stupid questions. It's like they want the masses saying, wow, you know, the wrestler jumped on him. Was that a real jump? I'm not sure. Well, he hit him. Is that real blood? They want people to be talking about this nonsense. They should leave the fucking theater, go outside and burn down that theater. Okay? That's what should be happening. But they don't want people to do that. They have to enthrall people with nonsense. Now, let me give you the extent of this and I'll give you actual data on this. Okay? This is a scientific engineering creation of these people in power. They have literally created this technology of watching which way people are going to be moving, especially if they break from them, creating.
Is that the algorithms? Is that this?
What's that?
Algorithm? Is that the algorithms with social media?
Yeah, because you can watch keywords. You can see what people are saying. They can watch my site, right? They can say, wow, Dr. Shiva's Fire Fauci hashtag is going viral. They call up Rand Paul. Hey, Rand, start talking about Fire Fauci now. Because they act like he's, you know, fighting for the people. A year later, he starts using my hashtag, but give me money, and puts Fauci on the stand, acts like he's fighting with him, right? It's all fucking theater. He didn't do shit in March of 2020 against Fauci. You see, they find issues that people are interested in, and for every one of those issues, they create a pro and an anti version. And as long as they do that, they keep people thinking these people are taking a stand for you or against it. You see? And you have to understand this is fucking theater. Why do I say it's theater? Well, look at this graph. If you look at this graph, lifespan has been going down for the last 50 years. So it doesn't matter who you vote for. You're getting fucked. So let me give you, but understanding this is how we win. My campaign for president, when I ran for it, as an engineer, as a scientist, I'm the one, if I hadn't run, no one would have known about the fact that the machines have the ability to flip votes. I was the one who discovered that and exposed it to hundreds of millions of people. It was because I ran for office after they stole my election in Massachusetts. I was the one, and I got thrown off Twitter. I was the one who discovered in a federal lawsuit that the government has a direct portal to social media companies and tells them what to do. That was me.
And you were supporting Trump for a while, and that changed.
I gave Trump an opportunity when he said he's going to lock up Hillary, because in 2014, I was interviewed by the New York Times on Hillary's email server. And I was the one who said she should be locked up. Because I was the one who installed the Senate email systems. Okay? I'm the guy who invented email. Someone who put an email server in their home, a State Department server, should be in jail. In fact, when I was in India, I was giving a talk on this on the 42nd anniversary of email. And a State Department representative of the U.S. State Department came up to me and goes, you know, Dr. Shiva, we all agree with you. She should be in jail. When I saw Trump doing that and he said he was going to lock her up as a patriot, I said, wow, that's good. Let's see him do it. And then I saw he never did what he said. He just said that. You know why? Because he knew someone in Madison Avenue Advertising did what's called a focus group. They told him, say this, say this, say this. You're going to get views and clicks. They're not going to do.
Pardon.
What's that?
I just want to say he never pardoned January 6th people either. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and all these morons say, oh, he's going to, I'm going to pardon them now. Well, you didn't do it then. You didn't lock up Hillary. You didn't fire Fauci. And then he makes a game as though he was a martyr. His hands were tied. Don't you have big balls? You keep telling people you have big fucking balls, Trump. So they do not want you to judge people by their actions, Laura. And you remember when I was on your thing about a year ago with some other idiot who was a big Q moron. And he was saying, oh, this is happening. That's happening. Trump's playing fifth dimensional chess. Trump doesn't even know how to play chess. Okay. I've met with him twice. What's that?
I can't remember. I only remember us one-on-one.
No, there's another guy. There's another guy. Yeah.
Oh, Rodriguez.
Yeah. So anyway, you have a lot of idiots like him who are making up stuff.
Let's be nice. Let's be nice. David is really, you know, there's so many that are doing the best they can.
No. Because they mislead people, Laura. You should shut the fuck up. Because don't say that you know this shit and Trump's playing fourth dimensional chess and this and mislead people. That's a misleader. Okay? So you should either shut the fuck up if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because you're misleading large masses.
I think a lot of people will, when it really gets obvious, detract or make up for what they shared. And a lot of them do say, this is what I'm getting. This is what I'm hearing.
But Laura, here's the bottom line.
There's a lot of, I just wanted
to give them. The problem is these people have their intent.
And him a lot of credit for outside of Trump too.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give him any credit. He does not want to build a bottoms up movement. You see, to me, it's talking, it's getting views and clicks, da 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 da. They don't want to shatter the swarm. They don't want to end. Are they interested in actually reversing this trend that lifespan is going down and cost of living is going up?
The thing is, when you feel a leader is really doing what they're there to do, then a lot of support's going to go there. And what I love about you is you're helping people to step up to the leadership role in their communities, right? Which is a bottom up.
The slogan is save yourself. And right. Save yourself. So our goal is to find those people who want to save themselves.
I mean, he had you on the show because he's very, very open to you. So that was
really
good.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate David for that. But he cannot be promoting illusions about Trump. Trump is part of the Zionist swarm. The Q movement promoting General Flynn, who's another fucking fool. All of these people.
Wasn't Q like infiltrated or was it?
Laura, let's just go back to first principles. Do we want to build a bottoms up movement? Yes. If we want to build a bottoms up movement, and why do we want to build a bottoms up movement? Because history shows.
Teachers and doctors are complying and consenting to these really dark agendas, and it has to be local, and we have to be empowered.
Yes. And 90% of these doctors in March of 2020 stood still and didn't say anything. The nurses, the people actually doing the work, fought back. And then 2 years later, or a year later, these doctors then said, oh my God, yeah, myocarditis killed my father. Oh, boo hoo hoo. Now I'm against it. But you didn't say shit when it mattered. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to listen to you. Okay. You don't deserve my ear anymore because you didn't do the right thing at the right time. So we have to hold people at a much higher standard, Laura. And that standard must be held. Do you want to actually change the world for the better and reduce suffering? That's my goal. I don't think that's, no matter how nice these people are, that's not their intention. They just want to be on talking stuff, you see? So I'm saying, so if that's a goal, how do you build a movement? Well, in order to build a movement, you have to understand everything that they do to take you away from building a movement. So if you look at the facts, one of the powerful ways that they do is they have figured out how to manipulate people from not building a movement by creating fictitious characters who talk a good game, make America healthy again, which is what we're actually doing. Okay? They make America great again. I'm going to do this now. When I get elected, I'm going to do this. But when they were in office, they did none of that. So they have these people knowing what people really want, and they just mimic their words. Does that make sense? I think we may have lost Laura.
Mimic their roles. Yes. Sorry. I had to answer the door there because we're getting some yard work.
Yeah.
So they
mimic people's words.
Yep.
And they have no intention of ever doing any of it. So let me give you several examples of this that goes back over the last 42 years that I experienced personally. This comes from scientific analysis plus personal experience. Okay. So in 1984, people were fed up with both wings of the establishment, the left and the right. A guy called Ronald Reagan was on the right. A guy called Walter Mondale was on the left in the 1984 presidential election. Okay. And as usual, people will say, oh my God. And you'll hear people say this. This is the most important election. We must. Yes. What Dr. Shiva, what you're saying is true. Everything. But you know what? This election, we have to choose the lesser of evils. I got to vote for Mondale, or I got to vote for Reagan. I may not fully agree with him, but you know, he's best what we got. Okay. So that was occurring in.
This meeting is being recorded.
That was.
But if you think about it, that's like having a child with the lesser of evil. I mean, that's sorry, but.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
But you notice the words were always the same. We have to. Yes, we understand that you're a man of principle, but this is not the time for principle. Okay. We got to support one of these candidates. Yes. You know, Reagan, whatever, right? So 1984, that was positioned as the election of the century. Like, if we don't choose the right person, the world is going to blow up. All right. In the midst of that, the establishment knew people were breaking from them. You follow, Laura? People were realizing the corruption of both wings. So what did they do? They created an actor. They gave, you know who that was? Jesse Jackson, a black so-called activist, okay? And Jesse Jackson created something called the Rainbow Movement. And you would hear Jesse Jackson, I'm going to bring everyone together, left and right, you know, all different colors. And he had a rain. So all these young people said, oh my God, Jesse, yeah, we hate Democrats. We're going to join Jesse. He was created by the swarm. Because people were breaking away. The fish were moving away. We got to bring them back. So they created a guy, Jesse Jackson, who spoke all the words that people wanted to hear. Anti-establishment. Huh?
Isn't this what the three-letter organizations have been doing since Paperclip? I mean, this whole infiltration of our minds and the grooming process that plays on the, now gender confusion and the race wars and the... Yeah, what looks progressive that actually is the globalist agenda, climate change,
right,
all that.
Right. But if you go back to that piece of evidence I'm sharing, people are breaking away at that time. This is the most important election.
Remind us what year that was?
1984. Okay. And I had just come to MIT and I was an activist most of my life. And I said, wow, Jesse sounds good. He's saying all the right things. And he was part of the Reform Party. Guess who was also part of that quote unquote reform party? Donald Trump. Okay. The fake anti. That's 84. So anyway, Jesse Jackson builds up. So all these people who wanted to build a bottoms up movement and break, he brought them back in. He corralled them like a shepherd. And he talked a lot of anti-establishment rhetoric. And then literally on the floor of the Democratic Convention, we were watching this. I was 17. I can still remember this. And it was the Rainbow Coalition. Yes. Rob Gibbs says, yes, I remember that. Yes, Rob. So you remember this. Okay. So what happens is on the floor of the Democratic Convention, the night before a deal had been struck, Jesse Jackson got a bunch of shit, money, a lot of shit. And he gives this long speech and he goes, you know, blah, da, 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 but the raisin in the sun, all this crap, some crazy shit he talks. And he says, but now we must come together. And he, like a corralling the sheep, he says, we must give all the votes to Walter Mondale. He gives all.
Okay, but do you feel they might have death threats in the background and they're made to say certain things? And they just don't have the balls to override that. Because I know you have death threats and you're not going to bend, right?
But, so. But Laura, just stop what you're saying. Do you understand? It has nothing to do with that.
Death threats. I'm not going to bend.
No, but Jesse Jackson was created by the swarm. By the swarm. This is, you're confusing.
Well, I just mean like anybody who might have, I mean, I think a real person of integrity and truth doesn't bend under a threat.
Not only that, they're not going to be on mainstream media. They're not going to be on mainstream media, Laura. Jesse Jackson was always on mainstream media.
Oh, the engineered and created.
Yes, a real revolutionary is not on mainstream media.
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah. So Jesse Jackson, so it's not even there. He's not like he sold out. He was part of them. That's the point I'm trying to make.
No, I get you. I just mean like others that have been in a similar position, but
like
I
who? Use them as, like who?
As you're talking.
Like who? No, anyone who's getting
somebody that other. Okay, others sometimes say, oh, because of the death threats or all the assassination attempts or doing that.
That's
with
all
Trump.
Bullshit. It's all bullshit. Anyone who gets mainstream media attention is part of the swarm. Write that down as a commandment. Anyone who gets mainstream media attention is one of their WWE characters, because if they're truly for the people, they're going to shadow ban them like they do me once they figure out what I'm about. Trump is part of them. Booby fucking Kennedy's part of them.
That's also why they lie about my great grandfather and cover up the truth about his intention for humanity.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is Jesse Jackson was promoted. His Rainbow Coalition was promoted out there to sucker in all the young people who wanted to break away. Okay. And then at the last minute, what did he do? He brought them to Walter Mondale. Okay. Now, what did it do to the really independent activists who thought that they were behind Jesse Jackson, that they were going to build a movement? You know what happened to most of those people? These people spent hours, 24 hours on the street handing out his flyers, da, da, da. You know what happened to all of them, Laura? These people who thought that they were part of, that he was fighting for them. You know what? They all became demoralized. They said, oh my God, Jesse sold us out. The real hardcore activists. And that was also the purpose. So among all these people, you put up a fake independent, Jesse Jackson. You find all the young people so they don't go build their own movements. Corral them in. And then the real hardcore activists, you demoralize them. Many of them just left.
See that today.
That's 1984. Okay. Right. Then fast forward about 20, 30 years later. Okay. The next person that they did is who? Bernie Sanders. Oh my God, Bernie. Okay. Bernie, feel the burn. He's building an independent movement. Okay. Bernie's going to save us. Again, who was the election then? It was Hillary Clinton versus who? Trump, right? 2016. So again, everyone said, this is the most important election. This is the most important election of our time. Okay. And people were breaking with the establishment. A lot of young people didn't want to vote. So they created Bernie fucking Sanders. They fund him. In fact, he got a free house. Jesse Jackson got an airplane. And so Bernie corrals all these young people, very smart people. And I've said this story many times, but it's probably good to repeat it 1,000 more times. A very good friend of mine, Lori, she was a junior fellow at Harvard. a neuroscientist, widely published, and she wanted to be an activist. She became the New England head of all of the Bernie Sanders campaign. Very smart person, could organize, bring people together. So she came to visit me and she said, Shiva, you're political. You should support Bernie. Bernie is the anti-establishment candidate. Okay. So I said, Lori, he's going to sell you out. Mark my words that on the floor of the Democratic convention, like Jesse Jackson did, he will hug Hillary. She goes, no fucking way. Bernie has told us he will never work with Hillary. He will never work with a Shiva. You're wrong this time. You're such an asshole. You're always critiquing people. You know, you don't understand. Bernie has to work like this, all this shit. Okay. I said, Lori, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He's going to fuck you over. No, no, no. You're an asshole. Slams the door, leaves my house. A good friend that I've known for many years. Never heard from her for 2 years. 2 years later, she calls me crying. Shiva, you were so right. Because what did Bernie Sanders do? He hugs Hillary and he says, this is the most important election. We can't let Trump win. We got to give the votes to Hillary. Same old shit. And people are like, oh, the election was stolen from Bernie. Poor Bernie. No, you idiots. That was his fucking job. All right. You get it? Now, every fucking Q moron, David, if you're listening, fucking get it.
Yeah.
All right. Because so every so often they do this. Now, so you notice Jesse Jackson was 1984. The next idiot was 2016. So how many years is that? About 30 years, right? 32 years, right? If I'm right. Yeah, 32 years. Now, Bernie Sanders was 2016. Now we're 2024. 8 years later. You see, 32 years to eight, it's sort of going down from 2 to the power of 5 to 2 to the power of 4. It's accelerating. They need, because people are breaking away. So now they create booby fucking Kennedy. This time they know Dr. Shiva's running for president. Me. He's the real anti-establishment guy who is exposing to people the nature of the fake independence. You follow, Laura? So I
way more.
You see the depth of this? Yeah. So this time. Because I've been exposing booby fucking Kennedy since 2020 and had to expose Trump since 2020. They're like, fuck, Dr. Shiva's educating people on our manipulation, the technique we use, which is to create fake independence. So what they did in 2024 is they created multiple fake independents. Tulsi Gabbard, Jill Stein, a fucking Zionist, liberal Zionist, climate change fucking idiot. Supporting they created this fool, what's his name, Cornell West, who's at one of the most elite universities on the planet, Princeton. You don't get to be a fucking tenured professor unless you're sucking Zionist cock over there. All right. Him and Booby Kennedy and all of those people never would mention my name. I'm the big elephant in the fucking room. All right. And Booby fucking Kennedy literally steals my graph, literally steals it. All right. When he's one of the most unhealthiest people, when he in his own home forced everyone to be vaccinated before they could enter his home and then said his wife made him do it. Okay. Jimmy Dore, another fool, is your classic limited hangout. These people talk a good game and you can judge the litmus test of these people. When you ask Dr. Shiva, they will fucking freak out when they hear my name. Any influencer, will they put me on their fucking interview? No, because they're part of the limited hangout. They're working for the other people. And the litmus test, why didn't you put Dr. Shiva on your show, motherfucker? Why don't you? He's the one who exposed all this shit and the world knows about him, but you consciously choose not to put him on your show because that is dangerous to you and your benefactors.
Can I just say something on that? If you were to be saying all this, about them, they would ban you because they're afraid of you, which they're doing, and shadow ban you. If you were speaking close to truth and they were legit, they would say, come on board, let's talk this out, right? So you understand what I'm up against and what I'm dealing with, but we see what you're doing, right? There's none of that, right? I mean, people have misunderstood me for being this or that, and I'm willing to talk to them because I have nothing to hide. Whereas this dismissal shows their true colors, right? So
the litmus test is when you look at the data, who was the one who exposed Fauci first? Me, to the world. Who was the one who came out against lockdowns? Me. Who was the one who exposed the backdoor port of me at the right time? These guys use my information to write books and to act like they're fighting against establishment.
They would have brought you on board, not do what they're doing.
No. They will never bring me on board because they know if they bring me on board, I'll expose them.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, if you were exposing them and you were off, they would welcome a conversation to work out any misunderstandings. So that's why there's more of a distance, right? Whereas, you know, if somebody's misunderstanding you, you have nothing to hide. You will share your truth.
Someone just said, Jabane said, I asked Lex Friedman to have Dr. Shiva on and I got a blank stare in response. Yet he begs Kamala Emhoff to go on and he will give her multiple guest questions. Yeah, this guy, Lex Friedman, by the way, never could get into MIT. He uses the MIT name, acts like he's an MIT guy, but puts all the Zionist hoodlums on. You see, I'm the most dangerous guy to these people because I have all their degrees, have accomplished everything in the establishment circles, but know how they operate, okay? In some ways, Laura, I'm like your great-grandfather, okay? He was part of them. He understood them. I mean, he was in their system, but I have participated in their system, but I could never be part of it. I chose to get out a little bit.
That's why you didn't fill out the family. We don't have trust funds. There's nothing but hard workers, you know?
Exactly. By the way, to everyone listening, Laura is a great granddaughter of President Eisenhower. And President Eisenhower, the last speech he gave was about the military industrial complex. Actually, Laura, I don't know if you know, the speech actually said military industrial academic complex. And Jay Stratton, who was his advisor, was the president of MIT, had him remove that word academic. Okay. And then 12 years later, Fulbright added the word military industrial academic complex. But the point is this, here's the bottom line. The establishment creates fake independence to keep people attached to the swarm. So Kennedy is a fucking Mossad CIA agent. His entire family has been one. They make this mythos about the Kennedys as though they are part of some anti-establishment force. When the Kennedys have been lockstep barrel with the establishment, go look at, I mean, the Kennedys weren't against getting out of, wanting to get out of Vietnam. Robert fucking Kennedy gave a speech on the floor of the Senate saying we must escalate the war in Vietnam. And it's very good we're sitting there and we must support Lyndon Johnson. So,
I mean, I have to say, if you look at the name of the 13 families, they are listed. And as much as Eisenhower briefed Kennedy and people can say that's why he was taken out, that might be a part of it. But I'm glad that you're not turning a blind eye to infiltration in this family.
Yeah, so, Kennedy, Kennedy, someone just said Kennedy was, you know, Kennedy got one of the Bill and Melinda Gates Awards.
I mean, like deeply ancient rooted infiltration. Like this is not what people think.
Yeah, so we have to understand that everything they do goes back to that commandment. They do not want you to build a bottoms-up movement. They don't want you having leaders from below, like me. So, you know, guys like me, in the old days, they would shoot you. Then they would character assassinate you. Now they have to make you invisible. Right. That's the model right now. OK. So that's what's going on. You have this fundamental reality. And then you have people all concerned about JFK, JFK, JFK. Who the fuck cares? That's old news. Let's talk about RFK Jr., who said that the Palestinians are the most pampered people on the planet. And then people who are anti-Zionists act as though, you know, Booby's playing some three-dimensional game or 10-dimensional game. He isn't. He's a fucking Zionist cocksucker. So you have this whole bunch of retards who are actually making excuses for these people who are fake independents. You see, that's part of the agency. That's part of the Mossad, you know, CIA groupies that they have. So the fake independents do these things which are utterly against the words, don't match their deeds. And then they have these bunch of retards around them who are excusing that by saying, well, you know, he had to do that. He had to pay fifth dimensional chess. Why? He didn't have to do that. You see, so you see how this whole thing works? They create fake independence to manipulate, to say things that you want to hear, to manipulate you back into the establishment. And they have a bunch of other people excusing their lack of integrity. Okay. Well, he had to do that. He had to let people get vaccinated in his home because his wife told him to do that. Really? There were a lot of people in 2020 who broke apart. They took principal stands between husband and wife. I'm not getting vaccinated. Kennedy, who's supposedly leading the medical freedom movement, had a party at his home. Everyone had to be vaccinated before they could enter his home. And then he blames his wife. And then people say, well, Booby had to do that. Poor Bobby. Poor Bobby's wife runs the household. Really? You see this excuse shit? So these people are doing the excusing are part of this psychological operation.
I compare it to, and not to just interrupt there for a minute. When people make excuses for abusive, narcissistic, you know, partners, you know, where you don't see the red flags, you don't want to see it. You just make excuses. Your self-worth has absolutely been captured. It's mind-blowing. So I'm glad you're pointing all this out.
Yeah, so these people know to abuse you and know that you will excuse the abuser. You say they know this psychological dynamic. And so they're laughing at you when you say, well, you know, didn't he have to do that? Didn't he have to do that? They're like, fucking, we got him. We got her. She's
psychological warfare is the name of the game in these times.
Yeah, when you're talking, that's what I'm saying. I cut you off when you do that because I don't want you to abuse yourself. Because by making excuses for these people, you are actually letting them get away. Yeah, it's like, as I talked about before, right? It's abuse victims. So all these people, and by the way, all these people do this excusing. If you say, hey, will you go hand out a flyer? What do you mean? Will you help us get on the ballot? What do you mean? But they'll talk all this other shit. So our movement is very simple. Number one, go watch Shatter the Swarm. 15 minutes. Understand who the enemy is. Understand how the few control the many. Number two, what you'll realize is they understand scientific principles called the science of systems. And they study this. They create it. I used to teach it at MIT. It is system science that the elites use to control the billions of people. A small set of people are able to manipulate billions of people because they understand the concept of how to manipulate using system science. Okay? And if you don't understand that science of systems, you are never going to be able to defeat them. So start with watching shatterTheSwarm.com. Step one. That's a homework assignment. And if you don't watch that, and you don't, you really are like, you're like a flea, okay? On a rat's ass who's sitting on a fucking camel's ass. You don't know what the fuck is actually going on. You're going to ask all sorts of dumbass questions. But if you watch shatterTheSwarm.com, 15 minutes is going to save you 50 years of your life. You'll actually understand who the fuck the enemy is. Step two, go, it's all free. Go, I took all the videos I did. We had a big focus group around 100 of us. And we said, hey, which video brought you to our movement? Oh, it was Dr. Shiva, it was a climate change video where you use system science to expose this climate scam. Someone else said, no, it was the immune system video. I learned how to support my immune system. So we took all of those videos, Laura, and we consolidated them into a, I think, 20 or 30 part course. That you can watch in about 2 hours. It's called Get Off the Plantation. So what that means is if you know who the enemy is, now you got to say, okay, I know who Hamas is. Do I want to get off his plantation? Some people don't want to. They want to be a house slave. They want to support the master. So second question is, do you want to get off the plantation? This is a critical question. Some people talk a big game, but they always are making excuses. Then after you decide to get off the plantation, now you got to say, shit, how do I fight? Well, go become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've created a program, a science. It's like the School of Revolution. It's revolution. It's revolution engineering. Like you learn civil engineering, like you learn audio engineering, like you learn physics. I'm going to teach you how to, and what is revolution? Revolution is a phase change in consciousness. where you expand your consciousness. And if enough people do it, the world changes overnight without ever firing a shot. Seriously.
Yeah.
And that is a revolution. And they don't want you to understand the scientific principles. So then you become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. And then we've set up a leadership program. Then we teach you how to mobilize people. Now, let me give you an example of one woman I shared last night, Roseanne Cias. Rose is a school teacher in New Jersey, where I grew up. Rose saw the Shatter the Swarm video, Laura. She was moved by it. Then she decided to get off the plantation. She saw all those other videos. Then she went through the warrior training program. She learned how to organize. She learned the principles. She learned the history of global movements, all this stuff. She studied because she's a school teacher. Then when I decided to run for office, we gave people the opportunity to lead and to help collect signatures. Well, she stepped up to the plate. Other people talked a good game. She got us on the ballot in New Jersey, collected all the signatures with others, mobilized 14 other electors, legally got on the ballot. Then they illegally pulled me off the ballot, Kamala Harris's people, in collusion with Kennedy and Trump. Because we would take away votes from, we would disrupt it because I'm well known. I'm not some fringe candidate getting 10 or 20 votes. I would get hundreds of thousands of votes. So Kamala Harris's Democratic Party sued me saying I'm not eligible because I'm not natural born, when they don't understand the reality is that I'm not running for office in New Jersey. The electors are. It's called the Electoral College. They can't throw me off the ballot. They can't throw me.
Yeah, what about Barry Satoro and the whole Kenya, Hawaii?
No, you don't even have to go there. Roger Calero was a Nicaraguan citizen who was on the ballot twice. Linda Jenis was under the age of 35. Why? Because when you vote for the, you're voting for the electors, you're not voting for the office of president. It's a longer discussion I just discussed yesterday. 99% of people don't even know how a presidential election runs. You're not voting for the president of the United States. There is no such office you can vote for in a state. It's the electors vote for that person on December 17th. Okay? So anyway, now Rose and her electors are filing a lawsuit which they put together themselves. And the federal judge agrees to hear it in a preliminary injunction. You see, a woman went from not knowing politics to going up this consciousness. That is what we're doing. We're winning. My running is educating people. So when people ask a dumbass, oh, how can Dr. Shiva win? You fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah. We're
We're winning because we're creating a fucking movement. And that is what they don't want you to do.
The election, right. Folks.
And we win every day. We win when we got on the ballot in New Jersey. Now we're exposing their corruption. That's win. In Wisconsin, we got on the ballot. They're exposed. And then when they try to take us off, we expose them. We're educating people.
Like he changes victory and how that ripples out. I mean, that's.
We were the ones in 2020 who exposed the election fraud. Trump took all of our shit and made money off of it. Mike Lindell sold pillows. You understand? But we are the ones who put that issue on the map because guys like me are not supposed to run for office, but we do. We go into the depths of it. We figure shit out. You say? So, so that's what we do. So the bottom line is that we have a huge opportunity. You have a huge opportunity. And what we're looking for is we know about 20% of people in any organization actually want to change the world. 50% of people want to be entertained. 30% of people don't want to do anything. So that's why if anyone wants to go to shiva4president.com, you can download these cards. You can print them up. It says vote or write in Dr. Shiva, right? Save yourself, Dr. Shiva for president, okay? And what this card does, it tells people to get off their butt, Laura, and go direct to people and connect with people. And if people go to shivaforpresident.com, they can go to the free downloads and they can get it. It says, save yourself, vote right in Dr. Shiva. And on the back of the card, it says, they're killing you, shatter the swarm. It's got the curve of the cost of living going up, lifespan going down. And it shows this has been going on since 1970. So voting for the lesser of evils ain't going to help. And then on the right, it's got a QR code where people can go to learn to fight back and they can go watch Shatter the Swarm video. We've made it that easy for people. We've made it easy so people don't have any more excuses to want to get involved and be an activist. They just go get the flyer and start handing it out. That's how easy we've made it.
But you're freaking doing. So what do you feel, though? A lot of people think there won't be an election. And if there's not an election.
No, that's all nonsense. Laura, do you understand that all they do is they create, it's WWE theater. They say, oh, my God, there's going to be World War III. Oh, my God, the economy's. They create all these scenarios. That you as an
do you feel like the monkeypox is also going to be the Maha? Like, I mean, do you feel?
I think the question that we need to ask is: it doesn't matter what they do, Laura.
It's all the theater of the W.
It's the theater of go back to the 11th commandment: Thou shalt not build a bottoms-up movement. We can't control monkeypox. We can't control if they start World War III.
That's a variant of the. You know what?
What I'm trying to say is all of this stuff is irrelevant. The issue is what are we doing to build a movement? Because and if you look in 2020, we did more because our movement existed to help a lot of people. Now that our movement's grown globally, you know, it's going to be much, much harder for them to do stuff. It is about building a bottoms-up movement, period, 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 period. Now, if you want to start there and you want to have a conversation from that standpoint, then you have a whole different vista and a whole different outlook of a conversation. It's about now people have to say, because see, when you have that discussion, it leads to what work am I going to do, Laura? It's not just talking. It's like, oh, Dr. Shiva wants me to build a movement. That means I got to do some fucking work. Oh, I got to go collect signatures. I can't just fucking talk. I got to go hand out a flyer. I can't just talk. You see, most people want to talk. They don't want to do.
Well, the thing is, with supporting you, they're supporting themselves because this is about what you do locally. This is about what you do to contribute to your community, that you're not just going to be regurgitating what you are being indoctrinated to regurgitate in society, right? I mean, I've never voted, Dr. Shiva, so I listen to you more than I listen to
you. Well, it's not about voting, Laura. We know that
the I have avoided the whole governmental game theater. So, and that's why I gravitate towards your vibration because you're not about the theater. You're calling it out.
We're calling it out. That's one part. That's about 20%.
And the bottoms up health
and
freedom.
And we're actually providing people an infrastructure. So people go to truthfreedomhealth.com. That's like the training institute. It's a leadership institute. No different than going to MIT to get an engineering degree. You go to Truth, Freedom, Health to get a degree in revolution engineering. You say, you learn system science, no different than getting a PhD at MIT. That's how hardcore that is, but we've made it accessible. You learn how systems work at a very scientific level. Then we have communities of people who will educate you in all over the world. So now you have a community who'll support you. Then that community gets you out to do actual activities. So it's not just theory in the head. And then you learn. What's that?
Must have noticed your calling like really young. I mean, besides being an inventor, when you went, you know, to MIT and you just did just such an extraordinary just your journey, you know, just getting to where you are today. When did it get real obvious about this level of corruption with our leaders in the United States? Was it the Jesse Jackson? Was it before that?
No, it occurred. So let me, in fact, you know, I had to file, you know, we filed a lawsuit in DC where they tried a declaratory relief lawsuit, right? Against what's his name? Merrick Garland. They dismissed the lawsuit saying you haven't been harmed yet, right? And then we've taken it up to the appellate court, which by the way, I do all the lawsuits on my own. And let me share with you what I wrote in the lawsuit response to the appellate court judge, okay? So this is on appeal right now. So let me read it to you and I'll give you an idea. Laura, I think I can share this with you on your screen, right? So let me show. Oh, you've disabled it. If you make me co-host, I can share it there, but let me bring it up for my audience on StreamYard. That's okay. Okay. So if you, nope, it says it's disabled. You have to make me co-host. Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to read you the first two pages of this 30-page lawsuit response. Oh, there you go. Okay. So let me share this with you. Okay. All right. So, you know, this is, if you look here, can you see this? Okay, so let me read this to you. And by the way, you know, we teach people, I write my own lawsuits, a number of them which have won in federal court. But let me, so this is a lawsuit where the judge, by the way, a lot of judges don't understand the law, but let me explain, I'll read this to you and it'll answer your question. I said, this lawsuit is about two fundamental principles that makes America, America. Principle number one, one America, one citizenship. First, one America, one citizenship. There cannot be two classes of US citizens in the United States. My parents and I left India in 1970 because we did not believe in the abhorrent and discriminatory caste system of India, where my family and I were treated as quote unquote low caste, quote unquote untouchables, where discrimination was justified because I was not born into the quote unquote right body at birth. So this is when it happened to me, Laura, you asked, right? My earliest recollection, okay? My earliest recollection, go back to this, yeah. Of this disgraceful system of conduct was when as a four-year-old, I went running with my friend to his home to get some water after playing in the hot Bombay sun. When I arrived, his mother screamed at me, demanding that I not enter her home, calling me the equivalent of the N-word for quote unquote low caste. She later gave me water in a broken and dirty cup reserved for low caste as I stood outside. She said, you can go into all those other homes, but not ours. We are quote unquote Brahmins. You are a low caste Shudra, keep out of my home. Blacks were told at one time, you can go into all those restaurants over there, but not this one, whites only. Women were told you can do anything, but not vote in America. And courts like this one that I submit this appeal to at one time fully justify such abhorrent and racist and sexist and discriminatory behavior. However, the 14th Amendment and the 19th Amendment, along with the application of the Equal Protection Clause, combined with many subsequent presidential Supreme Court rulings, changed all that. All citizens, regardless of race, ancestry, sex, national origin, natural born or naturalized, are equal. Equal means equal, not sort of equal. I did not give up my Indian citizenship and take the oath of allegiance to become a U.S. citizen in 83 to be treated as a second class citizen. I will not accept any ruling that defies the fundamental American principle embodied in the 14th Amendment and subsequent court rulings. I will not accept any ruling from any court that says that as a US citizen, I can apply for any job, go to any school, innovate anything, invent email, get a PhD, be anything, but not run for president of the United States. Why? Because it's wrong, regardless of any irrational legal gymnastics to justify, just that it was wrong to tell blacks and women that they had to accept unequal treatment. Moreover, the Constitution demands that I be treated equally. Again, equal means equal, not sort of equal. The defendants or appellees and the court in this case has the opportunity to be on the right side of history. And the law clerks reading this have the opportunity to do what's right, not simply rubber stamp, cut and paste, perfunctory and discriminatory nonsense to justify blatant discrimination and enable second class citizenship, which is unconstitutional. So I hope that, I mean, it keeps going on. I don't want to belabor you, but I hope that answers your question, Laura. Okay. So to me, you know, this has been a long journey, a journey that goes back to when I was a child, you say? And the bottom line is people have to make a decision. Do they want to save themselves, which requires them getting off their ass and not being lazy and fighting? Or do they want, you know, is their goal of their existence to be a slave? It's that simple. And if you choose that path, you can't be making excuses for all these morons. And you have to look, all these people are coming top down. They don't give a fuck about you.
Right. But beyond the election, this movement is not going to stop. So what can people like remember and take away from this and know if they jump on board? You know, the teachers, the doctors out there, the children that are emerging in their gender confusion. No, I'm kidding. I mean, we're like, we got transhumanism and AI breathing down our neck as far as where the political parties are taking us, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but none of that matters. What matters is what we do, you know?
It really. But I mean, the cost of not waking up to this.
Well, here's the reality.
Our children, I mean, the jabs, the indoctrination in the schools, like parents have got to get on board, right? And this is what the truth is.
Yeah, so can I just play you a video, Laura? I think it'll
help. Yes, please.
I think I can share on yours, and I have to share it over here too. I have to share it in both places. So let me share this video. So if people go to truthfreedomhealth.com, you'll see that this is a system. It says get educated. You can, everyone can go take the free course called Get Off the Plantation, okay? But one of the nice videos, we have the Shatter the Swarm video here, but I'm gonna play this video because it'll teach you what this movement is really about. And Laura, I'm just gonna grab some water if that's okay, because I want people to listen to this, but they should also go watch the Shatter the Swarm video, okay? Let me make sure that I'm presenting properly. So, because you have to share, yeah, the sound. There we go. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna play this video on the right here. You see that, Laura?
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
So anyway, Laura, I hope that helps. Oops, did we lose Laura? Laura, are you still there? Yeah, you've seen that video before, but it's a video that... So anyway, Laura, it was great speaking with you. I think the key message, as we discussed when we started this, to share with people is the following: that we have to build a bottoms-up movement. There is no one coming to save us, and we have to save ourselves. So relative to the campaign, people can go to shiva4president.com, and they can download those cards and print them. They can also go to the shop, and one of our volunteers has helped us get a great deal where you can get 10,000 cards for about 100 odd bucks. It's nothing. And the idea is to plaster these cards out there, because when you put these out there, this is the future is offline. Elon Musk and his doofuses, Zuckerberg cannot stop this. The future is offline. And this is driving people to a video that teaches them, if they want to, how to get off the plantation and fight. So we're not here to save everyone. We're telling people, do you want to save yourself? Okay. If you want to save yourself, we'll teach you how. If you want to suck up to fucking booby fucking Kennedy, who's a Zionist cocksucker, or Trump was a Zionist cocksucker, or Kamala Harris, it doesn't matter which one of them get elected, you're going to get fucked, because the data shows cost of living is going to go up and lifespan is going to go down under these fools. So do you want to be a fool who wants to be on their plantation, or do you want to be getting not being a fool, which means you can no longer be lazy? And we're trying to find those people who don't want to be lazy, dumb fucks. If you want to have stupid arguments about Trump and whether he's playing fifth dimensional chess or whether booby, and you want to have these retarded arguments about your enemy, about how the enemy is fucking over one of his other enemies. You see, whether the Kennedys get shot by the Gambino family or someone else, it doesn't give a fuck what happens to us. And you have to start having that attitude. The swarm fighting over here has nothing to do with you. And if you want to get lost, then you might as well just go watch WWE Entertainment all day and thinking that stuff is real. It's not real. It's bullshit. What's real is you doing something, you finding leaders from among us, guys like me, and you start valuing them. Because when you value people like me, you value yourself and other working people. When you value people like Booby fucking Kennedy, who's never worked a day in his life, he spit on policemen's face. He got into Harvard for just putting the name Kennedy, and he gloats about it. He plagiarizes senior thesis. He's a fucking dumb fuck. But he was given everything to be an actor. Same with Trump.
You know, that's not how I was raised, and I'm in a presidential family. We were not raised like that.
Right.
I was 16.
That's what I'm trying to say. I've been working since I was 12, okay? And most working people are like that. The bottom line is we are not them. Stop having conversations about these morons. Let's move the conversation to us. Don't have conversations about them. It's like you might as well just be a retarded person watching a soap opera all day. Like
the reason I engaged you in that, though, is because I just know a lot of people.
I know, but we shouldn't. We should not have those conversations.
Well, next time we talk, we won't.
Now, I'm saying the only conversations we should have about them is calling them fools and Zionist cocksuckers. We have to show total disrespect to these people. We should not get involved in their world of nonsense. Stop, you know, adulating over the Kennedys, whether he was shot this way or that way, or whether the gun came in this way, or what the fuck happens. We don't care. What the fuck does that have to do with us? People are spending all this mental energy on stupidity. I suggest you'll do more than go get 10,000 of these cards and hand them out and have conversations.
Well, look at the grooming, though. Like, people watch soap operas growing up. It's all the grooming through the television.
My sister was an idiot. She'd watch these soap operas all day, and then she would create soap operas in her own life, right? So they train you to get involved in stupid drama, and then you create drama in your own life. They don't want you to set your own goals and go after your goals. And it's very destructive. So yeah. I have very, very little fucking tolerance, okay, for people who don't want to be their own agency for change and want to move forward. Okay. That's what we need to do. All right, Laura, thank you very much. It was great speaking with you again.
And oh, it was so good to see you again, Dr. Shiva. Thank you for all you're doing. Really.
Be well. Be the so light, good. Laura. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. That was my discussion with Laura Eisenhower. As I check out, I got to go to a meeting right now, but I wanted to thank all of you. I hope this is valuable. I'll finish by playing our Dr. Shiva for President video. Get involved. This is a time for action. This is not time for mumbo jumbo and mental masturbation. Go to Shiva for President. You know, get bumper stickers. Put them on your car. Go to Truth, Freedom, and Health. Come to our open house. Every Thursdays, we have an amazing meeting. You get to meet other people all over the world. It's right there, Thursday at 11 a.m. or 8 p.m. RSVP at vashiva.com/orientation. Get involved. You can also come to our Shiva for President town halls. We have many, many different activities for you to get involved. You can get educated on the system science. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Come to our orientations, hand out flyers. There's lots of things you can do, but it's a time for action, not for a time of whining and talking about how they're screwing us. They'll continue to screw us. So let me end with this video. Be well.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India, to have us fighting each other while they remain safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.